Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones today here on the Alex Jones Show, Wednesday, November 22nd, 2011, the day before Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving to all of you out there. And of course, be sure to practice caution in your kitchen this Thanksgiving. Don't set anything on fire because the firemen need to be at home with their families this Thanksgiving. They've had a rough summer of it here in Texas. Let's give them some time off. You know, along those lines, hey, don't wrap your Christmas trees in hot lights and bad electrical wiring and then set it in the middle of your house like a firebomb. I bet you we're going to get a warning from DHS about that. Don't put a Christmas tree in your house. Yeah, it's going to be an official tweet. It's another weapon of terror, according to DHS. That's my prediction. They haven't done it yet. Let's not give them any ideas. They're just going to ruin Christmas, aren't they? They're going to unwrap all your presents at the airport, not because there's anything dangerous in there, just because they're curious. They just want to unwrap stuff. They just want to destroy stuff. They want to get the Christmas tree out of your house, get the turkey out of your kitchen, just make you have a really rough and tough holiday so you remember who's in charge, right? That's what they're after. Anyway, we just finished a segment with Dr. Stuart Lonnke, the author of Invisible Killers. And that was my first time interviewing Dr. Lonnke. I don't know him personally, but he came up as the guy to talk to about that topic. And I know we did not get to solutions yet, so I want to share some of those with you. Also, we did not get to your calls, and I apologize. The call screen system is not up here right now. We're working on that. I do intend to take some of your calls in this hour. So feel free to call in with some comments. Hopefully we get that working. I'm not ignoring your calls. That's my message to you, I'm trying to get that up and running. But in the last segment, we talked to Dr. Lonnke, who you know, I think we could talk to him for hours about the real hardcore information about heavy metals poisoning and the toxicity that is infecting the minds of the American people. And I've got a working theory on this, that part of the insanity that has infected America today, the reason why you have presidential debates where people make no sense, why you have leadership at the executive level that is saying we need to spend a few trillion more dollars to get us out of the trillions in debt we're already in. Yeah, that's kind of insane. That's pure clinical insanity if you think about it. And as Gerald Celente, I'm sure, would have a few comments about the insanity going on at MF Global today. These days, it's pretty much insane. But why is it so insane? So I asked Dr. Lonnke, do you think members of Congress are suffering from heavy metals toxicity? And he said yes, and he thinks everybody is. But I bet you, if you were to go into Congress and have them subject themselves to blood tests, woo, wouldn't that be interesting? You might find some non-human DNA in the mix there, according to David Icke, right? But you would definitely find some heavy metals in that mix. Probably a lot of lead, a lot of arsenic, a lot of mercury. Everybody who voted for the Patriot Act is probably suffering from lead poisoning. No, I don't mean from bullets. I know what you're thinking. No, I mean from their food, from the lead in their pipes, from that thing, other sources of lead. Or mercury poisoning. Because their moms, let's say, that yes, they do have mothers, their moms were eating tuna fish when they were pregnant, and the mercury went through the blood and got into the developing minds of the little infant fetuses that were going to be born and someday become senators. So now they're insane. But they're in charge. That's scary. That's kind of disturbing, actually. Let's not let that happen. Let's get healthy. Let's detox. And along those lines, just from my own experience, I'm not, oh man, got a break coming up very quickly. Avoid exposure to heavy metals. Eat lots of fibrous foods. Apples contain pectin juice, a lot of vegetables. Chlorella and cilantro bind to heavy metals and help carry them out of your body. So does grapefruit pectin and other natural fibers. Detox yourself. Get those heavy metals out of your body and out of your brain, and you will make better decisions as a result. We'll talk more about that on the other side of this break as we are joined by Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 20th. So call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back, patriots and heroes of the free world. We are engaged in our worldwide transmission here on The Alex Jones Show. I'm the fill-in host today, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Yeah, editor of naturalnews.com and an occasional host here. And we've been having a great time with you today, talking about all kinds of heavy metals, poisoning, and ways you can avoid that and get that out of your body, because it affects the minds of men and women. And shortly, we're going to be joined by Robert Scott Bell, and we're going to talk about our list of things that you can be thankful for, the things that we're thankful for this Thanksgiving. It is actually a holiday of giving thanks, so let's do that. Let's give some gratitude out there where it is due. And we'd like to take your calls during this hour, so please call us at 259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you on the board, and we'll get your calls in. And just before we get to Robert Scott Bell here, finishing up that last segment, I do believe that the insanity that we are witnessing today with the Federal Reserve, with the presidential debates. Remember when Rick Perry couldn't remember the third thing, the third Department of Government that he was going to cut? I think that could be a Mercury side effect. I mean, he was the one pushing the vaccines, Gardasil. Did he take some Gardasil himself? I don't know, but I bet he took some other vaccines and might be suffering from some metals. It's metals poisoning himself. It's just, look, I don't have his medical records, so I don't know for sure, but it is a possibility that these people who can't think rationally and can't speak without a teleprompter, that they may be suffering from heavy metals poisoning. I can only imagine a U.S. senator suffering from high levels of lead and cadmium and arsenic and mercury, thinking to himself, let's pass a Patriot Act version 2 and let's catch criminals by reaching down their pants, and then we'll take some time off from the Senate. Pickler's fortnight, and I'll go take a long walk off a short pier, and at my feet I will discover Patriot Act version 3, and we'll enact that. That's the level of insanity that I'm talking about. Just complete cats and dogs living together, quote Bill Murray. Total insanity out there. But let's move on to something a little more sane and a little more, let's say, humbling this holiday season. Things to be thankful for. And for that segment, we are joined by none other than Robert Scott Bell, who also is a radio host on the Genesis Communications Network. And he just did a fantastic interview with Governor Jesse Ventura that aired a couple of days ago. Robert is joining us by Skype. Robert, are you with us? Are you there? Hello. Are you on? Okay, Robert, can you hear me?
Mike, you there?
Yes, I can hear you. Good to hear your voice, man. How you doing?
I apologize. I'm not hearing any audio.
Okay, we'll get that hooked up here.
I got you, Mike. Now I can hear you.
All right, great. I thought maybe a little bit of mercury was affecting me there for a moment, but now I realize I'm totally sane. So go ahead.
You're good. I'm definitely not bringing any mercury today. If anything, I'd be bringing some mercury detox with me.
Yeah, what do you think, by the way, on that? Before we get into the Thanksgiving list, what you have actually studied a lot of detox. What are the top detoxification techniques in your experience for getting rid of heavy metals?
Well, yeah, it's a great topic. We covered a lot on the show. There's always more questions, 10 more every time you bring up one of the solutions or 10 of them. And, of course, my background in energetic homeopathic medicine after being raised allopathically or pharmaceutically, having to undo so much of the damage of modern medicine, I think one of the most important things to understand is that there's an energy to every metal. And we've covered this, you and I, too. And, of course, the metabolism of the body we're dealing with energy. And, of course, identifying these toxic metals is one thing. And for many of us who've been exposed, for instance, to mercury through dental fillings or through vaccination or other environmental exposures, there's been so much over time, albeit a small amount over time, that is constantly leaching into the tissue, et cetera, that the body seems to kind of, I would say, neutralize it, but it can't react vigorously against it anymore because it's always present, and it would exhaust us to death.
Yeah, it's like being slowly poisoned by a virus or, let's say, a bacteria living in your gut that's been genetically modified and it's churning out BT toxin in your own digestive tract. I mean, it's that bad, right?
It really is like think of walking through life with a big, heavy lead mercury anchor. You know, you wouldn't be moving anywhere very quickly, and pretty soon it'd wear you down, basically. And that's what we're talking about with these heavy metals, among many things that happen. So I obviously go to the ultimate in unconventionality, which would be energy medicine, of course, homeopathy. And a lot of people that are materialists and reductionists are not in favor of it, although it's completely harmless. Some would say, well, there's nothing there. We can get into discussion of that. But I found it to be most profound in terms of assisting all of the other botanical and chelating agents from nature.
So you
some of the synthetic nutrients that are used in aggressive urgent care in medicine when they do intravenous chelation. But
right.
The main element typically is the homeopathic signatures, whether it be homeopathic mercurius, which is mercury. We can do it with lead, which is plumbum metallicum. We can do it with arsenic, with arsenicum album. I mean, we can literally pick any metal that is toxic and shouldn't be in the body and address it homeopathically in conjunction with support for the excretory pathways of the body.
All right, so you're not saying if you're suffering a highly toxic level of acute lead poisoning, you're not saying just treat it with homeopathy. You're saying in the emergency room, they'll do the IV chelation.
Right.
They will do maybe some other medicines. But then in addition to that, you can do some botanical approaches and you can do homeopathic approaches, which have zero negative side effects anyway, to assist in that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you only have a plus factor. I mean, if you realize the energy it takes to address and mobilize the defenses to bind and get this stuff out of your system, you'll want every advantage you have. So at the very least, homeopathic adjuncts. And that would also go with remedies that specifically support liver-kidney pathways. You may have already discussed this, but I think one of the other things to reduce the burden on the liver and kidneys with these metals is far-infrared healing light-type technologies.
Oh, yeah, that's great. It helps you sweat out toxins. It's really Yeah, except if you overdo the sweat lodge situation, in which case you pass out and die, as happened. Who was that? Who was the guru guy that had the sweat lodge deaths?
I don't remember his name, but he just got sentenced to a number of years.
Oh, man.
And that's why we have to be diligent and vigilant, if you will, about even the natural realm, that there are people that don't understand, you know, necessarily how to do these things safely. I mean, obviously, you go into far infrared heat, you go to excess, literally a body temperature issue could put you in a bad way, just like in a sweat lodge scenario.
Yeah, but if you feel yourself passing out, people, you know, don't continue. Get out of the infrared little closet there and drink some water.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like the brilliant people that put frozen turkeys in peanut fryers.
Yeah, hey, what'd you think about that? Did you like the little firebombing demo that we've been warned about?
Well, you know, it's sort of cheating ahead, because that was one of the things I was going to tell you I was grateful for, that the TSA, the Turkey Security Administration, and the DHS, Department of Homeland Security turkeys, basically, have warned us and saved us. I mean, how many millions of Americans are now safe because of their warning?
I think it's the Department of Home Cooking Security now.
Exactly. You know, we're talking about Taliban turkey terrorism now.
What do you think about vitamin C, see something, say something? That's our favorite nutrient now here at the InfoWars team.
If you happen to see any vitamin C anywhere, you must say something. You must turn that in. It's a controlled substance, more dangerous than anything. Well, actually, no, Big Pharma is the real danger. And by the way, you know, I covered on the show just prior to coming on board here today. Of course, you did as well, I'm sure, the Ron Paul debate, so to speak. I mean, it was him and everybody else, and sensational things when he acknowledged the failure of the war on drugs. And he acknowledged, alone among that crew, as the doctor as well, the danger of the FDA prescription drugs.
He did. Yeah. He said more people are being killed by prescription drugs than was he comparing it to the drug war deaths or terrorism deaths? I don't recall.
Drug war, to the illicit drugs as such. And, you know, we're not endorsing the use of synthetic street drugs either. But the point is, the botanicals of creation are certainly not what we need to be concerned with. We need to be concerned about the growth of government, which is, you know, an artificial creation, and our founding father certainly warned us against what we're living through right now.
Well, if you think about the big threats that they're trying to scare us about, they're all imaginary. The whole war on terror, completely imaginary. Where are the terrorists? Where?
Yeah.
Walk around. Where? I haven't seen any terrorists. Your odds of being killed by a terrorist, even if you buy the 9/11 story, your odds of being killed by a terrorist are far lower, literally tens of thousands of times lower than being killed by an FDA-approved pharmaceutical. So where's the war on pharmaceuticals?
Yeah, where is that war on that drugs, you know, which we might say it would be a legitimate one to declare, and we could actually win and get it done with. I would say if we occupy the FDA, my good friend John Rappaport had indicated that might be the next step here, because they're looking at pulling two-thirds or more of the dietary supplements off the market with these new guidelines.
I think it'd be great if the people making the laws in Washington would simply occupy their own minds, because they're way off world, occupying something way out there. And Robert, we're going to take calls, by the way. We've got a couple people on, not in this segment, but in the following segment. But Let's get to our list. We've got some things to be thankful for this Thanksgiving. I know you brought five things. I brought five things, and then maybe the callers have some things. What do you want to start off with?
Well, yeah, some are serious, some are funny, obviously, as I mentioned, the TSA's announcement about the turkey fryers, which I'm so grateful for that. But it is an absurdist notion. When they do that, it wakes more people up. So I am genuinely grateful for their absurdity and stupidity. But, you know, I think one of the things we have to, and we'll probably both agree on this, that we're very grateful for and have been for a long time, is Congressman and Dr. Ron Paul, as a human, just much less as a congressman and all the things that he's doing. To wake up the sleeping population here in America and perhaps around the world, because of the growth of the message by the internet and through InfoWars, Alex Jones, and the great work he's doing as well. And I'm truly grateful, because he's been a catalyst to bring awareness in ways very few have been able to get this kind of information out. And although it's taken many decades, the fact is it's having a major impact now. We're seeing him climb to the top of the charts in Iowa. And his tenacity, his continued steadfastness, and you know, unwillingness to give up or change the message.
Well, Robert, you are pirating my list. He was number one on my list of things to be thankful for, too. So I guess I got to come up with more. And your calls are coming up. Richard, Frank, Janice, Judy, and John will get to your calls and more things to be thankful for right here on the Alex Jones Show on this day before Thanksgiving. Stay with us. We'll be right back in a few minutes. Yeah.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Optics Planet, the go-to store for everything tactical, military, survival, and hunting, has redefined member privileges with a new exclusive online store featuring discounts too large to show the public. Optics Planet is proud to present DVOR.com. That's DVOR.com. DVOR is a members-only store with limited-time deals, not normally found at Optics Planet. We're talking 3 days or less. We're talking exclusive. We're talking up to 90% savings on the gear you want and need. DVOR.com. Are you a member yet? The prices on DVOR are so low our vendors won't let them be posted publicly, so you have to sign up to see the deals. Now through December 23rd, use the coupon code RADIO to save $10 off your first purchase at DVOR.com, or use the coupon code GCN to save 5% off most purchases at OpticsPlanet.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Pretty dramatic. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm filling in today for Alex. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, and we are on to enlist of the top things that we are thankful for on this Thanksgiving. Your calls are coming up, and we've got Robert Scott Bell joining us by Skype, and I am powered by Chocolate Superfood Smoothie. Here it is in a canning jar. And that's what I bring here every time. No, this is not a substance-enhanced performance unless you consider cacao. That's cocoa. For those of you, it's cacao from South America. That is the only substance that I take before I do my shows here. Just good nutrition, good alkaloids in there. Helps protect brain function and neurological function and just makes you feel good about being alive. What do you say, Robert? You happy to be alive today?
Oh, yeah, I'm grateful. Absolutely. I was buzzing on cacao the other day when I was interviewing the old Governor Jesse Ventura on the air. That was a hoot.
Yeah, that was a great interview. He really unloaded and just did not censor himself at all. He had a story about Fox News and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, he had a blast. He really enjoyed it. I think, you know, that leads me to my second level of gratitude. And not that we're going to say one's more than another, but the second one here for me is the new media. And that includes you, Mike. It includes Alex Jones, Natural News, et cetera. And all of the people out there that have become the media through social networks, through blog sites, through everything. Because it is really part of the next revolution, the awakening, if you will, and you know, the things that Jesse Ventura is doing. And he was so giddy because, you know, we actually get to discuss things and not do sound bites, go in depth on issues that, you know, I think there's a hunger for that. That's why the new media is growing. That's why Alex is growing so much, that, you know, despite a bad economy out there. The thing is the hunger for this information. And, you know, there are a few people out there like yourself and Alex that are providing it. And we're doing our level best to get this information out there. So I'm very grateful that we're all doing this. And that includes all the people that think they're just listeners. They're more than that. They're taking this information. They're doing things with it that are extraordinary.
They are, absolutely. The new media is going to be the future media because the old media is the dead media. They're irrelevant. Mm. When people wake up, as they are doing now, they realize that the old media is just lying to them or distracting them or refusing to report the stories that they should be hearing about, like all the heavy metals in your copper pipes, in your lead pipes, in your food, in your children's toys. For example, yeah. Where's the reporting on that story? You won't see that in the mainstream media, typically. You'll only get it in places like this.
Yeah, and much less the willingness to discuss natural options that are not approved of by the government. You know, that we would ever think that the government would have, you know, the ability to arbitrate and make a decision about what we put into our bodies or how we take things out of our bodies. I mean, it's a sorry state that we are in. I mean, these are the things I'm not really grateful for. But I acknowledge in my own life, Mike, and you know my story, having suffered through 24 years of chronic illness brought about by government medicine, monopoly medicine. If I had not suffered the way I did, I would not know a fraction of the things I know today to be able to communicate regularly through and being a part of the new media. So suffering is not all bad. I don't wish it upon anybody. But at the same time, I learned a great deal because of the suffering I went through.
Yeah, me too. I used to be borderline obese, diabetic, chronic pain, extremely difficult mental state. I went through a lot. And yeah, I got healed just like you got healed. And yeah. I'm thankful for that as well. Let me get to the second one on my list.
Sure.
This is an unusual choice, perhaps, and people might not be expecting this, and I do want to take your calls later on here shortly. But I want to thank my wife. I want to thank my wife and all the wives out there who, your wife, Robert, and Alex's wife, and Jesse Ventura's wife, and all the wives out there who understand the importance of what we do and support us in our efforts to be on the front lines. And to tell the truth, sometimes even at risk to our own safety.
Yeah.
Because we cannot do what we do without the support of the women in our households and the women in our communities. And I want to give a big shout out to all the women out there who are also patriots, who also support freedom, who support your husband's fights for freedom and for the future generations of America.
Yeah, I will obviously second that, or else I'll be in big trouble for my.
I set you up for that, Robert.
No, but she, you know, honestly, it is that they realize what we're doing and they stand behind us and give us strength and sustenance in so many ways. And I'll bless them, love them dearly, and even, you know, Carol Paul, who I met, Ron Paul's wife of 50 years or so now, amazing woman standing by, you know, beside her husband, and you know, literally he's putting his life at risk by doing what he is doing. The more he gains traction. A debt of gratitude that we owe to those women. And, you know, if I add something along that vein, I think one of the things more recently that I'm very grateful for are the Raw Milk Freedom Riders. These are also in the mom, wife.
Great moms.
Yeah.
Hey, we're getting ready to go to break, Robert. Sorry to cut you off. But we will be right back in a few minutes with more things to be thankful for, including taking your calls. I promise we'll get it working after this break. Stay with us right here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, and we'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichhealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichhealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
Yeah. Welcome back. We don't want no shackles on us.
Don't want no shackles.
Either. Thank you for being part of the InfoWar effort to restore our freedom and liberty in America. Thank you for being a listener and a supporter of InfoWars.com and the Alex Jones Show and all the great heroes and patriots out there who quite literally sacrifice their time with families often, to bring you this information. And thank you all of you out there for playing your part and sharing the information and doing the tweets and doing the Facebook posts and linking to the stories on InfoWars and donating money during the recent money bomb and everything that you do to keep this operation running and just kicking it out there. We are hitting it hard because it is no time to rest. Tyranny is upon us. Freedom is within our reach, but only if we stand up right now and do what is necessary to protect it and restore it. And we are joined right now by Robert Scott Bell. We've also got callers waiting on the line. And Robert, would you be okay? How about we take a call right now?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. We do. We love it.
All right. Let's go to Richard in Washington. Richard, you're on the air with Mike Adams and Robert Scott Bell. How you doing?
Real good. Great show. You guys kind of touched on the thing. I find it highly ironic that an MD, an allopathic practitioner, who both doctors and dentists plug the body full of toxicity, is worried about the environmental sources of this toxicity. I find that really totally ironic. But the point I majorly wanted to make was, and Robert can touch on this also, the energetic aspect is, if you study our anthropology, when we were hunter-gatherers, we didn't cook our proteins and fats above body temperature. You know, we may have put them over an open fire or whatever, but essentially our proteins and fats were in a raw form. And putting, each of us has a choice, putting cooked proteins and fats into our system is what causes our health situation. You can study the Kellogg Report or the works of Price or Pottinger.
Yeah, but you're not saying to eat raw meat, though, are you? Or
yes, I am.
You are?
No organism in the world cooks their food other than the humans, and which is the sickest species on the world.
Yeah, I've heard talk, you know, a lot of people talking about that, and I appreciate your comments. And it is, first, about, you mentioned about the doctor we had on earlier. Yeah, it's interesting, but we got to give credit to those MDs who do veer off the path of just poisoning people and who start to look at the causes of disease and work on preventing it. And you know, that doctor, Dr. Lonke, is willing to put his book out there, Invisible Killers, a book that is not going to be well liked by the cancer industry. But, you know, a good point on that. Now, tell us more about the raw meat thing. So you don't think we should cook our turkeys like firebombs in vats of oil? Is that what you're saying?
No. What everybody's worried about is bacteria, molds, and funguses. But if you actually are in the parasympathetic state and you secrete hydrochloric acid, that's nothing more than food. It's only because we eat so many carbohydrates and have destroyed the parasympathetic state and our secretion of hydrochloric acid that we are no longer able to digest the raw proteins and fats and utilize those for foods. There's a whole modern perspective that is challenging our system, and instead of addressing what we should be doing naturally in our eating habits, we essentially deal with the unnatural situation we've developed and claim that's the problem. You have to look at the physiology, and you can find
really
out
good
that we're being miseducated.
Very good points, Richard. Robert, what's your take on that? I mean, personally, I'm not going to eat raw meat, but I do eat mostly, really, I don't know, 50% raw diet, let's say, but it's plants, not meats. What's your take on it, Robert?
It is fascinating, and the caller does bring up a good point, and that is that we have such gastrointestinal insufficiencies, inflammation, dysfunction, enzymatic insufficiencies that, you know, if a person were to go on a raw diet, as he describes, they would end up very ill because they have no way to interact with the microbial world appropriately. And we have become, over the last few centuries, a species afraid of the germ, so to speak, the microbe. Louis Pasteur pasteurization, you know, we cover and talk about that extensively. And we've got a ways to go back to where we have the strength, or what I call the sthenic condition, you know, as we talk as a homeopath here, to be able to withstand and interact with the microbial world without, you know, it's like the Superman concept of being able to walk through walls of microbes and basically be untouched by it because we are so strong and healthy. Very few people now in the West have that level of strength. You know, funny, I was mentioning the raw milk freedom ride. I was there. Max Kane, who, you know, we talked about, is a big proponent. They're wanting to do another one from Wisconsin to Chicago. And he literally had, basically a bunch of ground, I don't know if it was beef, buffalo, or sheep, and he was eating it raw. I witnessed it. Had no problem. He was not contaminated. He didn't fall dead of an infection, a sepsis, or whatever, but he had worked his way back into that level of strength and vitality to be able to eat raw as we did once in the wild. But to do so as a typical American now could be very dangerous and deadly.
All right.
We work our way back into that.
Yeah, I am not doing the raw meat thing, folks. I'm going to cook it, even if I have to set the turkey on fire. But I'm going to have a free-range turkey, some free-range turkey meat this holiday season. But good points on both sides. Thanks for your call, Richard. Much appreciated. Let's go to Ralph in Texas. Ralph, you're on the air with Mike Adams and Robert Scott Bell. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Yeah, how can we help you? What's on your mind?
Hi. I just read a report with some statistics saying that 1 in 5 Americans are on antipsychotic drugs.
Yeah, 1 in 4 women and 1 in 5 overall.
And I find this concerning. But I wanted to get your take on the role the pharmaceutical industry is playing in this New World Order plan. And, yeah.
Well, I think if you suffer from concern, that is a psychiatric condition requiring pharmaceutical treatment. Isn't that right, Robert? This caller needs some treatment. We should send him to a pharmacy.
Put some through the phone lines for him immediately, because we can't have him raising such questions. I mean, in fact, the answer to the question is it's essential. Without the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the New World Order is not possible, because their ability to dampen the consciousness, weaken the will, is essential for the takeover, for the people to be sheeple, as many of the Americans have become, and old people around the world. In Europe, we've seen it recently as well, with the attack on supplements and other things, now that water can't hydrate you in Europe. As a species, if this is the case.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to even cover the water story. What about the woman who had her buttocks injected with Fix-A-Flat tire inflator? That's a good one, too. But more to your point, caller, look, don't forget that the psychiatric industry has defined another disease as oppositional defiance disorder, ODD. So if you disagree with the globalist agenda, you now have a disease. What do you think about that? I think you might be diagnosed with that. What's your take, Ralph?
Well, I think there's a concerted effort to really ruin the psyche of all Americans, and to whose benefit. You know, I think there's a lack of awareness, but you guys are doing a great job. Maybe you guys could recommend some books on holistic health.
Sure, yeah. Well, I like Elson Haas as an author. He's got some great books out there, H-A-A-S. You could also study the DSM-4, the Psychiatric Bible. That would give you more. I say that in jest. Robert, what do you recommend as a good overall book?
That's a horrific read. I think from a wake-up call perspective, I always come back to our good friend Dr. Carolyn Dean and her books, particularly the one, Death by Modern Medicine, because when you realize the Holocaust that is in place due to FDA-sanctioned, government-sanctioned, licensed, and monopolized drugs, that's a big step to say, all right, instead of reaching for the medicine cabinet, instead of going to the doctor, including the pediatricians, the children's doctors, it's a horrific thing. If you think about it, these doctors, all they do are drug and inject children. I mean, it should be. I'm not into banning professions, but the way they behave, I would almost say we could get rid of pediatricians and we'd have much healthier children at this point.
Oh, yeah, that's totally true. Yeah, the last thing you want to do is take your child to a conventional pediatrician, because if they diagnose your child with cancer, which a lot of times is a false positive, and if you don't subject your child to that chemotherapy, they will have you arrested and your child taken away by CPS. We've reported on it multiple times.
That's right.
Okay, thank you, caller, for your call. Very, very good points. Robert, let's get the third item on your list. Otherwise, we're never going to finish our list here today. What do you got, number three?
Well, I mentioned the Rombo Freedom Riders. I just want to say, the farmers and the fellow healers out there that are standing basically up for their right to bring the healing that's necessary, even though it's not approved by government. Those that are, basically saying, here I am, come and get me. I'm not, encouraging people to go get arrested, but at the same point in time, they can't arrest everybody. So I'm still waiting to where I could say I'm grateful for the dietary supplement industry, because until they stand up, all of them in mass together, and say, here we are, we're doing what is right, we are not harming anybody, you have no authority to come and make us do the things you're trying to make us do to destroy our industry and the good products that we're providing. So, having said that, it's, the farmers out there that are going to be teaching all of us that have not been in that farm community to grow our own food again. I mean, that's the gratitude coming out. That's the Thanksgiving I have, and I have the message for them that please be vocal, outspoken, stand up and begin to offer your skills to others, because we desperately need that out there.
Well said, Robert. You must be reading my mind yet again. I have a related item. The third item on my list to be thankful for this Thanksgiving Day is none other than dirt. Yes, dirt and soil, without which we would have no civilization on our planet. Soils are eroding and disappearing at a record pace. The food supply is going to be threatened. And I am currently on a ranch near Austin that has dirt. In fact, before coming on the show today, I was on a John Deere tractor. And sometimes after the show, people say, hey, Mike, how do you make your skin look so good on camera? You have a makeup artist? No, it's a thin layer of grime and clay from the dirt on the ranch, makeup by John Deere. That's what I got going on here. But truly, without dirt, we wouldn't have anything in our And where does dirt come from? Where does dirt come from? Ultimately, we got to thank the Creator. We got to thank Mother Nature. We got to thank God. We got to thank the higher powers as well. But I know our list is focused on more of the mundane things. Robert, you okay if we take another call?
Yeah, absolutely. Having a good time with you, as always.
All right. Janice from Texas, thank you for holding, and you are on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Robert. Things to be thankful for. I'm thankful for guys like you who teach self-empowerment and not dependence of Big Pharma. I mean, because that's all they do is teach dependence. But I'm calling about another issue, and I tried to call you another time about it. It ties into the farm tractor regulations.
Yeah.
I just wanted to concur with Alex and Jesse Ventura when they keep saying this is like the East German Stasi model. And I will say, I have seen that up close and personal, and I'll make this quick. In 1982, I took a 21 years old by myself, took a night train from London to Berlin, to West Berlin to do a show. I had missed the flight, whatever. So I had to go by train. And as soon as we crossed over into East Berlin to get to West Berlin, I was not, I was in the carriage by myself, and two armed Stasi officers come in and demand my ticket. And I said, who are you? Where's the train conductor? And they got mad and started yelling, and I handed them my ticket, and they wanted my passport. And I said, I've already been cleared through German customs or whatever. They grabbed my passport. They saw it was an American passport and went crazy.
Wow.
Crazy, yelling at me. And they went and got four other guards. So I was surrounded by six guards at that time who questioned me, where are you going? What are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. I said, I'm in a band. All I do is play music. I'm not, I'm really nobody. Don't even, whatever.
Maybe you have illegal wood in your guitar.
It was even, this is pre, 1982.
Like, yeah, right.
Did I ever think that I would see that in my country? No. But anyway, I said, look, I'm just, the Beatles play Hamburg. That's, the Germans love rock and roll, whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, that was the wrong thing to say, because the one who spoke English drew on me and said, stand up. I could feel the gunmetal on
my forehead. Drew his firearm on you.
Yeah.
Wow.
And my head, point blank range. I mean, I could feel the barrel of the rifle. And he marched me down to the livestock carriage, which also had people.
Let me ask you, Janice, though. A very frightening story, but has anything like this happened to you in the United States recently then?
Well, my point about that is that I would like to just shout out to all the, I want to see armed guards on all public transport to keep us safe. Well, when they've got a rifle at their head, how safe are they going to feel? Does it have to get to that level that, when they see the tyranny, when they feel the rifle, then they go,
right.
I get it. Maybe this isn't a good idea.
Thank you, Janice, for your call. But look, we do not espouse violence here as a way to resolve these issues. I know I sense your anger, Janice, in your description there, the fear, the terror that they tried to instill in you at that moment. And we just got to be real careful. Shooting back is not the way for us to solve this. It's not the revolution that we want. We want a peaceful revolution. We want the Ron Paul revolution. Mm-hmm. What do you say, Robert, to that?
Well, Janice's story is very profound, and I hear this from those that have immigrated to the United States from Eastern Europe. We have a lot of listeners that have, and they, when I talk to them about what's happened here in America, and they're just so saddened. Sometimes they're angry, but more often they're sad. They just don't understand. It's like, what happened, you Americans? You were the land of liberty. You loved liberty, and now you're going the way of where we came from, why we wanted to come to America. And so I am grateful for those immigrants, because oftentimes we have basically been so indoctrinated over generations now that we can't see what has happened in the context of the boiling of the frog slowly enough that we don't jump out. So to have those warning signs, those harbors, people with experience like Janice to actually say, hey, that does not make you safe. Of course, these are the things where we talked earlier about the suffering. Does America need to suffer a total economic collapse in order for us to embrace liberty again instead of totalitarianism and dictatorship and tyranny? Sometimes it takes that brutality. People with cancer or AIDS or very serious issues, before they come to someone like me as a homeopath, they'll often have gone through so much before they're willing to change their diet or lifestyle. Some of them will choose to die rather than change, and that's part of the equation. Find out who's ready.
But that's what's interesting. It's also true about nations. Just as people have to suffer through a health crisis before they awaken to the reality that they got to take care of their bodies and they got to follow rules, you know, and protect the rights, the safety of their own internal organs. Nations do the same thing, don't they? Where nations sometimes they become complacent and apathetic, and then they lose their freedoms, and then the tyranny comes in, and then they awaken and realize, oh my goodness, maybe we should not have let go of that Fourth Amendment right, or that First or Second Amendment right. It seems like America is in that patient crisis, to use the medical metaphor, right now.
Yeah, and that was the brilliance of Ron Paul in a debate yesterday, where he said, don't be so callously, you know, unwilling to give up like Newt Gingrich is, to say, well, you want a camera and a cop in every house so we can prevent wife beating or whatever. Oh, yeah, we don't want another Timothy McVeigh. Who does? But at the same point, do you sacrifice everything that we fought the revolution for in America to say that we could be safe? I mean, this is where Gingrich is amazing to me. I mean, everybody says he's so intelligent. I mean, how intelligent do you have to be to forget history so efficiently as he has forgotten history?
Well, you can have a high IQ and be completely unwise. I've seen that in academic circles. These people are experts in one area, but they're total morons when it comes to reality and streetwise, just knowing how to survive in the world and knowing basic fundamental laws and basic rights. That's where it seems like Newt Gingrich just falls flat on his face, which is very, very disturbing to see that he could be so intelligent and yet he has no wisdom. All right, well, Robert Scott is still with us there. Sorry. We will be right back after this break. We're going to take another call. We're going to continue with our list of things to be thankful for on this Thanksgiving. So stay with us. A lot more ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Yeah, we are back here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us here on the InfoWars front lines. I'm Mike Adams, joined by Robert Scott Bell right now to finish out the show for you today. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And we've been talking about things that we are thankful for on this Thanksgiving. I wanted to mention the next item on my list. I'm thankful for the spirit of 1776. Yeah, that spirit that is part of the American fabric, the culture of questioning government, of asking these questions and then taking action as necessary to put government in its place to protect our freedoms rather than dominating over us as tyrants. I think the spirit of 1776 is very strong in this country and that we will prevail peacefully.
Yes.
That's the key question. Any comments on that, Robert, before we go to our caller?
It's in our DNA, absolutely, as Americans, and I found that to be, no slight to anybody else around the world. You know, I don't come from ego when I say that, but there is something unique and special about the American Republic and its foundation and origin, and it's still alive. But then many people are afraid of it, even within America, because they have been, you know, wussified. We've talked about the wussification of America. All that grateful for the wussies, but there to help them when they get, you know, the courage back. Maybe they'll get some courage from you and others that are standing up as we bring out that, you know, second American revolution here that we're in the midst of, a peaceful one, as we say.
Well, as Dr. Lonkey said, we are here to wake up their parasympathetic nervous systems. And for the TSA officers, we're here to wake up your unsympathetic nervous systems, too. All right, let's go to caller John in Ohio. You're on the air with Mike Adams and Robert Scott Bell. How you doing today?
Well, pretty good. I didn't call primarily to mention this, but I want to start out with it now after the last call. I happened to take a bus trip with middle Americans through Western Europe. It included Western Berlin. And you have a one-day pass to go into East Berlin. I went there. I had absolutely no trouble. The people were well-dressed. I spent the entire day there eating sausages and seeing a fashion show downtown. I was even an hour late in getting out. They gave me no problem. They just made a call, and I went off across to the West Berlin side. So I think people ought to check out some of the lies we're told about history. I'd recommend just looking up on a search on a computer, lies concerning the Soviet Union.
Okay.
Because, and also, I did want to mention that I have a feeling that if we don't question these big lie premises and just say, even though it's a lie that the American government is saintly and benevolently trying to protect us from terrorists when we know it's inside jobs, if we say, yes, we know these countries that the United States is devastating and attacking and slaughtering are really bad countries that are doing all the things that the CIA media tells us they're doing, we lose the argument. And I have that difference with Ron Paul. That's why I respect Paul Craig Roberts. He doesn't censor himself on that. And Webster Tarpley does not. He's been in these countries, and he tells us all the things we're being told about Iran and Syria right now are a pack of lies.
You're absolutely right, and I greatly admire Paul Craig Roberts as well. But, you know, just about Ron Paul, he knows much more than what he talks about. But think about it. You can't go up on stage in front of the American people and tell them the whole truth when you're running for president. They're not ready for that yet. Maybe you can on InfoWars. You can tell people the whole truth, but not on stage in a presidential election. I appreciate your call, though. Some really good comments. I want to take time for the next caller, Dave in California. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm glad to be the final caller.
Yeah, real quick, Dave, 20 seconds.
Absolutely. You know, as far as eating raw meat is concerned, I would go to your local Korean barbecue and order some UK. It's a thing like the British Isle.
Okay. Sorry, man, we're out of time. I want to thank everybody. Join us on InfoWars Nightly News tonight. Happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for joining us today. It's been a pleasure and an honor hosting. Take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.